fingers used to tell me that she saw her own arm off for me. Yes, she had a gift for overstating things, but she meant it. She really did. My mom gave me everything that she had and is the foundation of all I've become. It is in her memory that this book lives. Special love to my father, Stewie Meltzer, and my grandparents, Ben and Dottie Rubin, in whose memory this book was also completed. Also, a thank you to my sister, Barry, for being a great aunt and for being there for me, and to Noah Cutler for always, always pushing me so hard, especially with this one. As I started writing this book, it became one of the most personal things I've ever worked on, and that is thanks to Jill Neerum, who made sure that every page was all about my daughter Lila and my love for her. Special thanks also to Hope Dennekamp, Carolyn Zimmerman, and everyone at the Neerum & Williams Agency, my treasured friend Larry Kirschbaum, the true godfather of this project, Simon Sinek, who told me my first inspiring story, Joel Marlin, who added the first pieces of research, Marie Grunbeck for being me, Catherine Blood and Jonathan Eaker from the Library of Congress, Jason Sherry, who made it all move, Chris Weiss, who inspired so much of this, my friend Goody Marshall, who's been there from book one, Bill Morrison, Jeff Zaslow, and the nice people of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, as well as the National Portrait Gallery. Also to Bob Miller, who put down the very first brick of this house, Rob Weisbach, who had faith before anyone, and all the real heroes who shared pictures and family stories. A personal thank you must also be said to my alter ego, Brad DeSnoyer, who understands me like no one else. This house was built on his research, and while I love his help, what means far more is his friendship. Also thanks to the amazing Nick Morell. Without his hard work and photo finding, there'd be nothing to look at. Introduction. Dear Lila, my sweet daughter, I love you. And yes, I know every parent loves their child, but not like I love you. Someday you'll roll your eyes and groan, "Dad, you're embarrassing me." But right now, you're only 6 years old. So these days, you still smile your big beaming smile when I say things like that. And I point that out simply so that when these days are gone, I'll have proof that they existed. On the day that you were born, I remember your mom waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, rolling over in bed and telling me, "I think the baby's coming." "Go back to bed," I pleaded, "it's too early." And God bless your mother, she actually tried to go back to bed. But you, my little unborn daughter, had your own ideas. And believe me when I say that wouldn't be the last time. At the hospital, the instant I saw you, my heart doubled in size. My own mother, your grandmother, Nana, told me at the time, "Now you'll understand how I love you." After giving us a few moments with you, the nurses did their usual weighing and measuring, and then said that they wanted to whisk you away for your first bath. "Oh no," I said, "I'm coming with you," I told them, determined to protect you. They smiled that smile that they save for new parents, and they reassured me, "She's going to be fine, we have her." But as I looked down at my beautiful, teeny, amazing daughter, come on, no way was I ever letting you out of my sight. I had to protect you. Thankfully, the nurses put up with me, and let me pretend I was some old parental veteran as I helped give you your first bath. Later, as I sat there, rocking in the rocking chair that they gave me and holding you close, I still remember all the dreams I was dreaming for you. I didn't just want one thing for you. I wanted everything. If you needed strength, I wanted you to be strong. If you saw someone hurting, I wanted you to find the compassion to help. If there was a problem, big or small, that no one can solve, I wanted you to have every available skill, ingenuity, empathy, creativity, perseverance, so you could attack that problem in a way that no one else on this entire planet had ever fathomed. And that would be your greatest gift, Lila, that no one, and I mean no one, would ever be exactly you. I still believe that. I do. I'm a mushy dad. And it was in those first moments of blind idealism and unbridled naivete that I resolved to write a book for you. That very night, 6 years ago, on the night you were born, I went home and started this book. My goal was to write it over the course of your life. I'd fill it with all the advice you needed to be a good person. I began the list that night. 1, love God. 2, help the kids who need it. My plan was to add more ideas as you grew older, and eventually, on the day when I presented this book to you, you'd realize I was indeed the greatest father of all time. I had a parade planned for myself as well. It was going to be fantastic. Thankfully, during your first few years, I realized that my cliched self-important plan was just that. It hit me after hearing the story.